This is.
Hi, this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says China's land reclamation in the South China Sea is out of step with international rules. Mr. Carter told defense officials attending the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Forum that's in Singapore on Saturday that the U.S. is deeply concerned about the scale of China's island building and the prospect of further militarization of the artificial islands.
There should be an immediate and lasting halt to land reclamation by all claimants. We also oppose any further militarization of disputed features. We all know there's no military solution to the South China Sea disputes.
China insists it has sovereignty over nearly all of the resource-rich South China Sea, a major global shipping route. The Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei also claim parts of the sea. Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram launched attacks in the northeastern city of Maiduguri on Saturday, killing at least 26 people. A suicide bomb blast at a mosque in Maiduguri killed at least 18 people hours after rocket-propelled grenades exploded into homes in the city. More than a dozen people were wounded in the attacks. The assault on Maiduguri came hours after Boko Haram terrorists bombed a wedding venue in a small village 270 kilometers from Maiduguri. Witnesses said a second blast hit the site while people were trying to rescue victims of the first explosion. Seven people were killed. Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, in his inaugural speech on Friday, pledged to crush Boko Haram and to move the command of the military operations from the capital to Maiduguri. This is VOA News. Iran has repeated its assertion that international inspectors will not be given access to the country's military sites as part of a deal with the United States and five other world powers. The deputy head of Iran's negotiating team said granting permission for UN inspectors to question Iranian scientists and inspect military sites is not part of the negotiations. Inspection of Iran's military sites is a key Western demand. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif held 6 hours of talks in Geneva on Saturday, 1 month before a June 30th deadline for a final agreement on a historic nuclear deal. Travel ban on five senior Afghan Taliban officials freed by the United States in a prisoner exchange last year expires later today. The five men were traded by four U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl in May of 2014 under an agreement mediated by Qatar between the United States and Afghanistan's Islamist insurgency. They have been in Qatar under government monitoring since their release. Here, the U.S. President Obama is stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate, which appears set for a political showdown today when it meets only hours before some key surveillance powers of the National Security Agency are set to expire. Mr. Obama used his weekly media address to again urge reluctant senators to pass the so-called USA Freedom Act, which would keep key security provisions in place.
These tools are not controversial. Since 9/11, they've been renewed numerous times. FBI Director James Comey says they are essential and that losing them would severely impact terrorism investigations. But if Congress doesn't act by midnight tomorrow, these tools go away.
The House of Representatives passed the U.S. Freedom Act before joining the Senate on a week of recess. The compromise legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records. In U.S. politics, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley announced his bid on Saturday for the Democratic Party's 2016 presidential nomination. A Democrat announced the candidacy in Baltimore, where he was once mayor.
For the story of our country's best days is not found in a history book, because this generation of Americans is about to write it.
O'Malley faces a presumed frontrunner for the nomination, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And sad news from the White House, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has announced that his son Beau has died of brain cancer. Younger Biden was a lawyer, member of the Delaware National Guard, and former Delaware Attorney General. He was 46.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of OMA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
Charging insane. You know you like it, but it's charging insane. Give me one beer. talisman, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all, ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Looking like a good time. When it's said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that. Right, nah, baby, this my life. Wanna have fun for a night? Then just Icky. Don't do it much, but when I do, I'm gone. Don't take it all off, keep your heels and thong. Yeah. I'm a mean that turns me on. Now just listen to the song and fun.
about you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. We live in our lives. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moon's expected. So I'ma care for you. I'ma care for you. Yeah. Yeah.
fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
Just reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loves.
we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make it feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let it loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door, so when you step inside, jump on the floor. Everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations at the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Love. patient, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.